Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right. It is, of course, the BT and Sal Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda, Clipper, Paramus, New Jersey. What's going on, buddy?
The last championship was the New York City Football Club. We haven't won anything in years.
Mm-hmm.
Pump the brakes with these names. They're all great players. What do we watch these games for? We want championships. We haven't won one since the Giants, if you really count real sports and take away soccer. Right? Think about it.
Yeah.
We're not the town and city of champions.
I didn't say that we were.
Well, you're listing all these great names of New York City sports stars. They're great names, but none of them have led to a championship.
Well, but hold on. I use the terminology, a galaxy of superstars, which is very different than champions. I mean, I'm not sure. Unless you're not wrong, Clipper. Everybody knows our history here. I'm not sure. What are you getting at? I don't know what you mean.
I'm getting at it's great to get all these players and all these names, and it brings the fans in to watch these names and players. But I want to see some championships.
So
I've been a Knicks, Rangers, Jet fan for my whole life.
Me too. The championships. Of course, that's the objective. But I'll tell you this. Look at the arrows. All right, let's look at these arrows. Knicks, arrow up. Rangers, arrow up. Anytime I bring up the Jets, I've always, you know, he's got a preface of, well, but, you know, yeah, yes, but. But the Jets, I mean, arrow up. Don't forget about the Yankees. It's up. Jazz. All right, so I think that was the call, like, right after we found out that Brunson was named captain, right? And then I just started, you know, I just got hit with the news, you know, in real time. But I started thinking out loud about some of the great, and I used the term the galaxy of superstars. Like, think about some of the players we have now. And we've always had great players on some level. Like, even you go back to, like, when the Islanders were winning four straight and some of those great names. And at that point, like, the Knicks were past their prime. You know, they were gone, Frazier and Reed. Seaver was gone. Yankees had a bunch of names. Lawrence Taylor was there with the Giants in the early stages. He was amazing. You know, so Klecko, Hall of Famer for the Jets. So we always have, you know, amazing players. But you have Aaron Judge, best player I've ever seen. He's the best player I've ever seen. Soto, Brunson, Shesterkin, Hughes. Yeah, I mean, it's early. Don't get me wrong. Sauce and Garrett, those are early reads. Rodgers, in terms of an all-timer with a legacy. There's a litany of stars, galaxy of superstars. Garrett Cole, it's quite awesome. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. But, yeah, of course, it's different than the championship. Let me get Michael in Plainview. Mike, what's happening?
Long time no speak since basketball season.
All right.
So you were talking about Salah. I agree with you. I do not like Salah. And how I gauge a head coach is, how many games does your head coach win for you? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, do you think that he wins games on his coaching ability?
Well, I know you don't think that. Well, Mike, I'm not hanging up on you. Let me kind of boil that down. I think I can make it make a little bit more sense or fit better here. Because I don't know. Like, even the great Bill Belichick, can I concretely point out and say he absolutely won this game? I don't know. I think a good measurement of a head coach is how many games do you win that you're not supposed to? And how many games do you avoid losing that you really have no business losing? And on both of those measurements, Salah does not grade out well at all.
As I said, I agree with you. Whether you shine up what I'm saying or not,
mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Now, you even said before when Parcells came, they were a single win team and they won nine games and they were competitive.
Oh yeah, highly.
So highly competitive. And you know what? If Belichick came to the Jets, they would be competitive. Now, don't bash my Mets. I know you're a big Yankee fan, but I'm also 68.
Okay.
And my allegiances were created when I was 12 years old. So who was winning? The Jets, the Mets, right? The Knicks.
Yep.
And the Rangers.
I got you.
The Rangers always did well. So you know what happened? They all tanked. So when you say that the Mets are better or are a worse team than the Jets, and a worse team than the Knicks, you know what? You put them all together, they all stink.
Yeah.
And I know that as a fan.
Yeah.
They all stink. Now, listen, the Yankees, if you look in the, you know, when you look at the Hoss Clark days, they were horrible in the late 60s, early 70s.
I know.
They got better. They got better in the 80s, but they still had all those championships.
Yeah.
I can't, as a Met fan, I can't compete with that. I can't compete with that. The Yankees are a better franchise.
Yep.
However, you know, I can't. You know, I can't compete with that.
No, but I got you. I have a question for you though. Why you said, you know, at age 12, like my teams were. I already knew way before I was 12 what teams I was rooting for. How come it took you so long?
I was like a fat kid. I moved to the neighborhood. I started becoming an athlete when I was like 12 or 13 years old.
Got it.
My friend Will and I would play basketball in the snow.
All right. In the snow. Basketball.
You know,
okay.
In Brooklyn.
I got
Brooklyn.
You.
I lived in Sheepshead Bay.
Yeah, I'm saying what park were you playing at? You said you played where?
I played in the park at 209. You know, that was Avenue Z and Coney Island Avenue.
I'm just asking.
Everybody played ball. You can get in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
You were able to get a 10-on-10 softball game there. While you're waiting to play, you could play basketball or paddleball there.
Oh, I know.
A whole neighborhood of kids that you don't find anymore.
No, Mike, listen, man, I could do this all day with you. You sound like an awesome guy. Listen, I heard this all from my dad. Trust me, I know. My dad was telling me recently that the day of his wedding, he played stickball for money. I mean, the day of my wedding, I was in Florida. We got married in Boca Raton. That's where we actually had our wedding. Like, I mean, I just a different, think about the different worlds. You know, and we both grew up in Brooklyn. He's still there, my mom. But the day of his wedding, he played stickball for a few bucks with his buddies. That they played all that. Now, I think that, you know, we've talked about this. I think that my generation, even though I wasn't a stickball guy, we played tennis ball, wiffle ball. I mean, all day. But we didn't play stickball per se. We'd have the yellow wiffle ball bat, you know, cut out the hole and put newspaper in it, make it wet, and so it was nice and heavy. And then we taped that thick gray tape around it on the barrel, all that stuff. But I think that my generation's the last generation that just, I think, that pretty much just walked out of the house and said, all right, I don't mean when you're 7, but like, you know, 10, 11. All right, Mom, I'll be home in 6 hours. I'm going to play ball if we weren't playing on our street. And it was like, okay, see you. Just come home for dinner. You know, I know it doesn't happen now. And I feel like you're 40.
I'm 42. I was on the last era of it.
Okay, so you're maybe the last official era.
You know what? We walked around with beepers.
Oh, I had a beeper too. Oh,
yeah.
Beeper.
So I used to get the, you know, some random number from my parents giving me like the middle finger and stuff like that. Like, get home. This code means get home now.
911. You got a call.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, and it was never an emergency. I remember one time, who didn't have the beeper? I had the beeper, and coming back from a summer baseball game in the Bronx, right? And I'm on the East River Drive, and my buddy Jimmy, who was not on this team, he pages me, and it's like 911. I get off the East River Drive to call him. He's like, yo, what are we doing tonight? I'm like, oh, my God, what are we doing tonight? We're going to go and drink beer. What do you think we're going to do?
Same thing we do every night.
Exactly. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.